To give you a pictorial idea, is the percentage of target audience who saw a particular content on TV at least once during a specified campaign period. Reach is always unduplicated. Reach is usually measured over an activity period, over a week, 4 weeks or 6 weeks of your campaign. Here it has been shown to you that X doesn't watch TV. So out of 10, 4 people doesn't watch television. So they have not seen your advertisement. So here you achieve a reach of 6 because they saw your advertisement. So total number of people, 10 people who watch TV at least once is 6. So hence your reach is 60%. That's a very simple understanding of reach. Media reach also has a frequency wherein you have to determine what is a proper frequency that one get. Now, to get a frequency, you have to know what is an exposure you are expecting. So here is a graphical representation. As the reach grows and the exposure grows, what is the impact on your frequency? So reach and frequency, this thing is, or exposure is comprehended. Wherein at 10%, getting a 10 exposure is a better deal, as it says. So for that, what is the number of times that you have to release an advertisement? That will determine your frequency. So frequency is, say, like, not calculated after a reach is determined. It is not calculated necessarily the number. It's a derivative, which is depending on the exposure that you want. Exposure is a total number of people who should get exposed in a way that they comprehend your ad. It's a combination of reach and frequency. So when you know the exposure, then you will be able to determine expected frequency. That is what it means. Vertical advertising appeals to people in a specific industry. So that's also, while you are working on your reach, you have to see whether are you doing a vertical advertising. Vertical advertising means that is dedicated to a particular industry. If you are doing, say, machine tool, you are a machine tool manufacturer and you are doing an advertisement in a magazine which is going among the machine tool user and the manufacturer, then that's a vertical advertising. Horizontal advertising is not limited to single industry. They will cut across different strata of the industry and society and the customer, and they may be going to general public. It aims to reach a particular demographic or a multiple demographic. It may be geographically placed. So here the graphical representation is reach versus frequency. So your ad has to go to how many people, that determines your reach. Your ad should be seen by this person how many times to get comprehended, understood and acted upon. The account planner has to guide the media planning team about balancing the reach and the frequency, wherein he will have to understand from the media planner whether horizontal this thing is better or a vertical strategy is better, etc., and then work out with the advertiser. Then comes the subject of media audit. Okay, media auditing is the practice of checking that the media that a client has bought for right place advertisement at a competitive price. Buying in the right place is critical here. Firstly, the audit also has to establish that the media was transmitted. So first of all, they will audit. You planned a release during Indian Idol and so and so date, 30 seconds, 2 spots. So they will first validate this 30 second, 2 spots were transmitted or not. And if that is so, then they will have to, placements are appropriate for the target audience or not. Then they will decide the placement. They will have a data which will probably help them to know that had the placement be different, would it have been more beneficial? Then some other environments and tasks that the advertising client needed for his brand that he parallelly wanted to achieve. So at the basic level, media audit helps the marketer to check media rates they are paying vis-a-vis competition and media vehicle that they've used is optimizing its cost or not versus the return. At a tactical level, media audits can report on the efficacy of a media plan for a given time period. So, how the media plan was developed, considering what assumptions, what media, what channel, etc., that efficacy can be validated by the media auditor. The media audit can be seen as a periodic review of a constantly changing media and its exposure, its interaction with the target group. Media audits examines if a client advertised was correctly optimized, both in terms of cost and in terms of thinking, which is that objective that you wanted to derive at. The media auditors audit the media plan to examine if the plan was fair and optimum. Was it not towards overspend? Was it not towards underspend? Was it not planned to achieve desired objective? Or was it overplanned to get the exposure? All the aspects are being audited by this media auditor. Bit about digital media planning. Like in the traditional digital media is a ever agile and active media planning. The digital media plan needs to integrate direct response and activation planning to connect with the consumer, record their views, study the effects, outcome of various platforms and the releases that has been planned, take an interim course of action if they were to divert, stop particular channel, particular media, and divert the available money to the other media which is fructifying for them. So all those things are possible in the digital media, okay? And therefore, it's very interlinked, it's very dynamic, and therefore, the digital media planning is far more dynamic, okay? It is free of virtual, physical location and other limitations, because they also provide you real-time update. So, here just to give you an idea, Pringle and Marshall, they are the two authors who were given an idea in their book Spending Advertising Money in the Digital Age, that mentioned certain salient aspects. To reach and engage with potential consumers, it is increasingly necessary to adopt a multimedia approach. So, more than one digital media and combination based on the behavior. The effective communication leverage all this opportunity and most successfully it combines, that is bought, owned and earned media. We said that paid media, owned media and earned media. More precision in defining the target where the audience can be most effectively reached. So ability to define your target, online target group customers may have to be profiled separately vis-a-vis the conventional media, be it across various media or within the segments also. So target market, target audience, their profile, etc. may vary also on the digital listing or depending on the media to media. So are you attuned to it? Developing new value model is now a fundamental part of the media strategy and media planning. What will bring more value to your client, that has always been a challenge, because digital, this thing is so complex, yet it is so innovative and offers you a lot of opportunity to both improve the exposure and limit the cost. In this digital media planning state, the new role of the advertising planner, of course, is to be more precise in defining the target and the identifying where this audience can be effectively reached. Different profile linked to different media, digital media. That is also one reality we saw earlier. So important to know their behavioral differences. So you have to decide where they can be tapped, etc. So that is most effectively reached across various media within the segment of an individual media. Social media, but social media also has a multiple channel. Those who are Instagram pro or a prone, may not be social Facebook prone, and therefore the media profile also differs, that where the target audience profile differs. So you have to, and then you have to know this media habits and then recommend appropriate exposure that will determine the frequency, the reach, etc. in the digital media planning, which is a process wherein various plan linked to the digital platform to achieve the digital media planning objective. So there may be a difference in the conventional media planning objective and a digital media planning objective. Purpose ultimately is to optimize the delivery of the message using multiple digital channel, okay, and get the desired exposure at the optimum cost. Here's one case study which reiterates the importance of live data in digital media planning. Not that probably I will word by word I will read, but it's a case study. Software surrounding Women's Clothing Brand offers another excellent example of jumping on a rising trend, which is during the pandemic, it's to drop its spring catalog creative featuring travel scenes because travel was banned, and look for new ideas to showcase their product in a very relevant context. That's when they observed a surge in loungewear related search queries and tapped into the traffic with a new home appropriate campaign. The initiative means instead of showing tourist places and all where you wear very different dresses, etc., people realize that people are stuck in the house. So why not create a campaign which will show them in a different light within the house when they are wearing? So that's what 18% increase in their revenue, and they achieved 6.5x return on the ad spent. So rediscovering the power of real-time insight is the powerful proposition that investment in digital media offers you. Another aspects, according to eMarketer, a programmer, a programmatic buying, we have learnt about that, is fast becoming the standard for media buying, with 90% of the digital ad budget spent today is on programmatic buying. However, US programmatic digital display ad spending forecast has changed over 2019 to 2023. Billions and percentage of digital display ad spending. So in 2019, if you see a particular month, $59 billion, which is percentage of display ad spending was 83. If you go down, in 2022, that has become $96 billion and increased to 88% of the digital display ad spent through programmatic digital display ad buying. In May 21, which is little recent example, the same surge can be seen from $61 billion to it has jumped to $115 billion. And that percentage of digital display ad spending has increased from 86% to almost 90%. So this is a power how world is changing. You get an idea how that programmatic digital display is allowing people to trade off, bargain and get still the best rate during that e-auction and create that interactive, engaging communication with the client. Moving on, media planning therefore is a continuous agile process where you have to constantly watch shift that is happening on your money spent, and if that shift is in agreement of your requirement or not in agreement with your requirement, you have to rethink of replanning, stopping some other inserts, stopping release on media, some channels, and how you divert the balance money so that you optimize the effectiveness of your money spent. It needs to adapt to the needs of the audience and understand the channel. Are trying to get an effective media campaign without the help of technology is practically now impossible these days. Technologies, things like programmatic buying and those other aspects, you know, also plays a role, which is what media planner has to face it. The planner therefore needs a tool, template, software and a data that gives him the insight about and provides a framework. What kind of a thing? That is what we study below. Media planning tools makes the work easier by helping to manage the different channels and resources and message to use the media planning and buying. So it is like a, say you can see that a dynamic Excel sheet like. So this fellow keeps feeding information and overall he comes to see the effectiveness index. So he changes more investment in digital media, digital frequency. He may see a counter change, or he may see a favorable change. So that's how various tools today help them. There are templates available. There are software which help them to optimize. After you give your requirement, resources, etc., they probably will give you the ideal media plan. So those kind of evolutions are taking place. Media planning tool needs to help with the high level task like budgeting, planning and pulling reports. So you may be subscribing to certain report, that report needs to be pulled out. Can that be optimized? Can that be automated? One need a tool that gives visibility over the entire campaign, especially when one runs multiple campaign. That's also another challenge. Look at many multi-brand companies. Different brand campaigns run parallelly. How can media planner find things out for himself and give a report to the advertiser, etc.? That's another challenge. Therefore, talk about a particular type of a tool. That's just a indication that is to you. So here are some example about digital planning tool. HubSpot is a very powerful tool. It's a media template which helps you to keep the track. Of course, you have to subscribe to it so that the templates is available to you. Template static display will be available to give you an idea about how comprehensive it is, but only when you subscribe, it becomes active real time, and when the data feed in there, will give you the outcome. Bluehorn is a platform, is focused on programmatic media buying. It is integrates the data from social media and ad networks into a proprietary programmatic buying portal. We studied these aspects, demand side and supply side. It is integrated with Google Analytics. So one can compare spending to traffic results. The platform is cloud-based. So one can access the data from anywhere, anytime. And therefore, it integrates with Nielsen, Google Analytics, Facebook, AWS. So whichever angle, perspective from which you want to evaluate, one can do that. The third indicative tool is Comscore. Comscore is an essential tool. It is a planning tool transacting and evaluating media across different platforms. It's a media planner tool based known for providing data about the digital platform. They are pre-fed. When you pull in that here, you get the remaining data duly made available. Okay, Comscore provides audience measurement metrics also. So for company can looking to promote their product on a visual media, they will come to know like effective reach, etc. So those aspects are supported by such kind of a media planning tool. So let's sum up media planning. That's a subject that we were studying. It's a number of decisions that is involved with the selection of a media channel, media vehicle to attract the attention of a target audience. Media planning is therefore a strategy which includes certain specific types of consumer audiences that has been as designed as per the recommendation of the client you have to approach, and will be directed. The message has to be directed to that specific type of an audience. Okay, and that will require your proper selection, proper buying. Buying, when you say, you have to determine date, time, schedule, space, etc., the spot and all those things. So that's what media planning is. Media planning answers questions like where should I should advertise, which media, how often, etc. Media reach is the number of different or unduplicated household or a person that you are exposing it through your commercials, okay, at least once during the campaign period. So we understood the whole concept of media planning. With this, we conclude this chapter. Thank you.